Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. Several Minnesota officials today are appearing before a congressional hearing on alleged government fraud involving daycares and other state services. Three Republican state lawmakers, including Representative Kristen Robbins, are testifying before the U.S. House Oversight and Government Reform Committee currently. Robbins emphasized the investigation is not about Islamophobia. Committee Chair James Corner has also invited Governor Tim Walz and Attorney General Keith Ellison to testify at a future hearing. Walz's office responded, saying the governor is, quote, happy to work with Congress, while criticizing the committee for holding, quote, circus hearings that have nothing to do with the issue at hand. Concern about Minnesota's fraud continues to follow the Walz administration around the state. At her 38th Community Loud Clear Voice tour in Brahan last weekend, Lieutenant Peggy Flanagan was asked if she's concerned that allegations will haunt her race for Senate. Her response, no amount of fraud is acceptable.
I get that people are pissed off, and they should be. I've expressed my concern, right, about fraud. We have talked about it. Governor Walz has taken the lead here. He has said the buck stops with him.
Flanagan brought up that 98 people have been charged and 62 have been convicted for fraud, saying that rooting this out is ongoing. Walz dropped out of the race for governor Monday, which Republicans say is because he couldn't handle the heat from allegations his administration failed to stop the fraud. A new report shows some Department of Human Services employees backdated or created documentation during an audit of behavioral health grants. Office of Legislative Auditor Judy Randall says her staff found what appeared to be an attempt to fabricate documents that didn't previously exist. The OLA audit found pervasive and continued issues in the management of hundreds of millions of dollars in grants. House Speaker Republican Lisa Damith says, quote, this proves once again that those running our program expect no repercussions or accountability from Governor Tim Walz or the Democrats in power. Democratic Senator Melissa Wicklund, chair of the Senate Committee on Health and Human Services, says the Senate has, quote, worked hard to allocate resources carefully given to Minnesotans' urgent and significant needs. The CDC is reducing the universal immunization recommendations for children from 17 to 11 vaccines and moving others like flu, rotavirus, and meningococcal shots to shared decision-making or high-risk categories. Minnesota Medical Association President Lisa Mattson says this will kill people and confusion on vaccination necessity already is.
Just last year, there were more than 2,000 cases of measles and two deaths. There were almost 28,000 cases of whooping cough and 13 deaths. We had 288 kids die from the flu.
Mattson notes the American Academy of Pediatrics was not consulted on the change and that a lawsuit against the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services is pending. Minnesota healthcare giants Fairview and Allina are asking a court to ensure their paid-for services rendered to UCare members following the insurers. The providers claim UCare owes them a combined $170 million. UCare announced earlier this year it would transition members to Medica after reporting losses exceeding $500 million. This is MNN.